story that I had. Ironically, a lot of people were, I had seen the headline, and a lot of people were sending me this story, and it's a quite an interesting one. So I wanted to go straight to the source. Let's get to our guest right now, David Krupa. David, thank you so much for giving us some time today to talk about your experience running for office in Chicago, Illinois. It's good to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So I want to give you an opportunity to tell your story from your perspective. But ultimately, the headlines that kept flooding my way from my listeners, who I talk about Illinois politics a lot. I live in Illinois myself, work in Missouri, live in Illinois, pay taxes in Illinois, and I'm constantly looking for opportunities to give conservative voices in the state of Illinois an opportunity to speak. You were going to run for office in Chicago, and you found out that that's not as easy to do as it possibly should be. Kind of explain to the listeners what you tried to do and what was done in response to it.
Right. Well, I knew we were going to have a tough fight getting on Chicago politics, but I figured as long as we did everything by the book, as long as we got 3 or 4 times the amount of signatures we needed, there was no way they were going to be able to take us off the ballot, and they're trying anyway. As a matter of fact, the only way that they could have of taking me off the ballot is by doing something illegal or corrupt like they've done.
So you were running for the 13th Ward in Chicago, and that's very close to Mike Madigan territory, right?
That is Mike Madigan territory.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Madigan land over here.
So, I mean, Madigan's name permeates southern Illinois, certainly, I'm sure. I don't know as much if it does that territory. But you, in order to run for office, you have to gather enough signatures to get on the ballot. And you did that, correct?
Right.
And then after you got those signatures gathered and your name was going to be on the ballot, what happened next?
Well, we found out that they were not only passing around my opponent's petition during the signature process, they were passing around a type of document. And we found out that it was a type of document called a revocation. And this revocation takes away somebody's signature once they've signed my petition, if they should sign it. So they could only file this up until the moment we filed our petition. After we filed our petition, they were no longer able to submit any more. However, before we filed, they were able to file 2,796 of these affidavits.
Wow.
The problem comes in, we only have around 1,700 signatures. So at the bare minimum, there was at least 1,000 falsified affidavits. And when we looked into it, we found that there were actually 2,600 false affidavits filed.
So if a false affidavit filed, does that mean somebody was doing this on behalf of other people that are unaware? Or were individuals duped into signing something that they didn't know that they were signing?
That's exactly what happened. I think they were. I think a lot of people were taken advantage of. I think a lot of people were duped, as you said. They were told that it was something. They were told a lot of things. Some were told that it was verifying their signature. Others were told that it was, you know, you couldn't sign 2 petitions. You committed a crime by signing 2, and to stop yourself from going to jail, you need to sign this piece of paper. So they really kind of coerced and harassed people. They also showed up several times a day for many, many days, even though the neighbors kept telling them no. It's a huge, huge cross of ethical lines, and they should not have been able to apprehend this many documents.
Yeah, I mean, it's really shocking. When you use the term they, do you have a definition on who they actually is?
Well, it's the 13th Ward Democratic Organization, rather, headed by Michael Madigan. They sent out their precinct captains and any volunteer that they could scramble from across the Chicagoland area to come into this ward. I think at one point they had hundreds of people here on any given weekend going door to door. It was unbelievable.
So, David, your name is David Krupa. I don't know that many people, at least down here, have heard of you before. You're 19. What do you got going on that is so threatening to one of the most powerful wards in Illinois or in Mike Madigan territory? Why are they so afraid of you?
Well, they like running unopposed. Michael Madigan and his people like running unopposed. It secures their spots. And every time somebody challenges them in my ward or even the surrounding ward, they get taken off the ballot. And this year, I have made it important, if nothing else, to stay on the ballot and provide another option. I have the will to do it. I have the resources to do it. And in times past, good candidates who have run just said, you know what, this is too much for me, I'm out. Or maybe they just ran out of resources. Being 19, I don't have too many financial responsibilities, so I'm able to dedicate more of my own hard-earned money into this because this is going to help a lot of people. And that's, of course, what I want to do is I want to help people.
So you're running for the 13th Ward Alderman. The person who you're opposing is used to running unopposed. Mike Madigan and his cronies are able to engage whatever mechanism they are used to engaging to try to keep you off the ballot. Are you off the ballot right now, or are you still on the ballot?
We're still on the ballot until they can take us off. But you know what we did? We motioned for a dismissal of their entire objection based on the grounds of mass election fraud. And we're going to a hearing tomorrow at 1 p.m. at 69 West Washington. And hopefully Christmas comes early for us tomorrow, and the Board of Elections decides that they want to throw this out because it really is huge, huge fraud. And we're hoping that it gets settled tomorrow. If it doesn't, we're in for a little bit of a longer fight, but we think in the end it'll be thrown out anyway.
So, David Krupa, I think that your cause fighting Mike Madigan is actually the cause of any Illinois taxpayer, because this is the way Mike Madigan has done his business in the past. I know I've spoken with a lot of people in the House and in the Senate as well that are working on a statewide level that know the goings-on of Mike Madigan keeping things from ever being discussed, of stealing other people's bills and making them his own. This is the Chicago way, but this is the Madigan way as well. And I think you're fighting a fight to think that there's a 19-year-old person who's willing to go toe-to-toe with, in my opinion, the person who is crippling the state, who is willing to sacrifice the state for his own personal power and gain. I think your cause is a very valid and worthy cause. And I'm curious if people down here in Southern Illinois want to donate to your cause, can they do that?
They can. We have a website set up. It's davidkrupa.com. And there's a contribution button on that website if they'd like to do it through PayPal. However, if they want to, they can find our GoFundMe online, or they can go to our Facebook page, David Krupa for Alderman-13th Ward. And our GoFundMe is on that page as well. And I'll be sure to repost that after I'm off the phone here.
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage anybody who wants to stick it to Mike Madigan. This seems the level of overkill here on Madigan's part is stark and equally disappointing as usual. I think you have a good cause. I think this is a good opportunity after the shellacking that Republicans took in the midterms. This is an opportunity for Illinoisans to speak up and to stand up for you. And I'm curious, what kind of support, in, after this news has come out that there are national stories being written on your race for alderman there in Chicago, what kind of support have you received?
Well, we've been getting tremendous support throughout the entire process. But, you know, now I'm not just getting support from my constituents. I'm getting support from around the state, around the city, around the nation. And, you know, it really goes to prove that this is no longer just an aldermanic election. Certainly we want to win this election, and we're in it to win it. But this is the start of a new movement against corrupt politics, especially here in Chicago and in Illinois. You know, people are frustrated, and they want to stand up or get behind anybody who's starting to stick it to these career politicians. And really, the message that I would like to send is people on both sides of the aisles, far left, far right, anywhere in the middle, we all need to come together to fight off corrupt politics because it's a nonpartisan issue and it affects us all equally.
Yeah, well, I completely agree. David, I really appreciate you giving us some time. I'm hoping that our Southern Illinois listeners, and also I do have some folks here in the state of Missouri who sympathize with what the Illinois taxpayer plight is. And if people can support you in the fight against Mike Madigan, I'd really encourage them to do so. One more time, give us the places where people can support you, and we'll be sure to share those as well.
Sure. DavidKrupa.com is our website. We're trying to get our platform on there very soon. And there's a contribution button on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Facebook page, David Krupa for Alderman-13th Ward. I'm going to be posting the GoFundMe link on there as well if anybody would like to help our cause. And like you said, this is really sticking it to Mike Madigan. I really want to try and get as much grassroots support as we can, because that's the way we take on the machine.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we can support you from down here in the Metro East side of the St. Louis region here. And I have to say, there's not a lot of bright spots right now for conservative common sense thinking in the state of Illinois, not at least after the midterm election. Your story is certainly one of them. We wanted to highlight that. And David, keep fighting that fight. Don't give up. A lot of people are counting on you.
Well, I certainly will not give up the fight. We're going to fight hard. And we're going to fight hard for everyone.